Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 785 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky informed in his evening video address that Ukraine managed to increase the number of Bohdana howitzers it produces monthly to 10. Quote, "This is a good result. In general, there are positive aspects in arms production," unquote. He added that there were good tendencies related to the production of drones and shells. Yesterday, Ukraine Defense Minister Rustem Umerov and Commander-in-Chief Oleksandr Sirsky reviewed some new examples of Ukraine's military equipment, reports Militarny. In particular, Sirsky saw a modernized infantry fighting vehicle BMP-1TS equipped with the Ukrainian SPIS Synthes module, an Oncilla armored vehicle and other equipment, including a six-wheeled armored vehicle, the name of which has not been revealed. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced that Germany is trying to find six more Patriot air defense systems in NATO countries in addition to the one it has promised to send to Ukraine, reports European Pravda. Scholz emphasized the need to provide Ukraine with air defense capabilities to protect Ukrainian cities and critical infrastructure from missile attacks by Russia. The Chancellor added that Germany has made the most substantial contribution to Ukrainian air defense, as it recently announced that it would be sending yet another Patriot system, the third that Germany has contributed. Earlier, Helmut Rauch, the head of the arms company Diehl Defense, which produces Iris-T air defense systems, announced the delivery of another system to Ukraine in a few weeks. Rauch arrived in Kyiv together with a group of entrepreneurs who accompanied Robert Habeck, the Vice Chancellor of Germany. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, or leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and others. This really helps more people to find out about the highlights from Ukraine and truth about Russia's invasion. The Russian army is concentrating its efforts on advancing towards the settlements of Klishivka, Kalinivka, and Chasivyar in Donetsk Oblast, reports Ukrinform. Nazar Voloshin, spokesperson for the Hortitsa Operational Strategic Group, reiterated that capture of Chasivyar, which is a dominant height, would mean a certain breakthrough on the Bakhmut front for the Russians. Voloshin stated that the Russians had concentrated 20 to 25,000 of their troops on this axis. The troops consist not only of professional soldiers, but also of mobilized people and the citizens of other countries. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We are a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.